An recreational vehicle was fully destroyed after it went up in flames early Thursday morning in Maple Ridge. Fire crews were called to the fire in the 13,000 block of 210th Street at about 12:50 a.m., and had to access the fire through a neighboring yard, laying lines over a chain-link fence. Assistant Fire Chief Gary Porter said the call came in as a shed fire, but when his crews arrived on scene, they quickly discovered it was an RV around 30 feet long. "It was completely destroyed," said Porter, noting that RVs will burn quite quickly once they get going. "Once it gets going, it's all aluminum, and, you know, lightweight construction in there, so it burns quite quickly," he said. Two people were living in the RV but were awake when the fire broke out. A man who was inside the RV noticed smoke coming from under the propane fridge. Then all of a sudden he saw a flame. He got up and went to get a garden hose, and by the time he got back it was, you know, too big for him to handle, Porter explained. Porter noted that the RV contained quite a fuel load, as the couple had all their belongings in it. There were also propane cylinders on site that vented during the fire, making fireballs a concern for the fire crew members. Four paid on-call firefighters helped put out the fire along with the 12 career firefighters who were on scene. It took around two hours. There were no injuries in the fire, but the two residents of the RV have been displaced, although they did have insurance. "The cause of the fire is undetermined," said Porter. "Because it was completely burnt and we can't determine what actually occurred. But," he said, "based on the man's account, they don't have reason to believe anything else happened."